السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is محمد رسول الله. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. الحمد لله, all praises are for Allah, the most generous, the most exalted, who has unfolded for us His grace and has perfected for us his blessings by honoring us with the last of the prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in his oneness, the master of all the true, the one who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the dutiful servant of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will then give you a double portion of His Rahmah, kiflayn min rahmatih, and make for you a light by which you will walk, and forgive you, for verily Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. O you who believe, just as in the physical sense, our sensorial experience of the world, spring heralds the season of new beginnings, wherein fresh buds bloom, animals awaken, and the earth and nature itself seems to come to life again, so it is that in the spiritual sense, the Rabi al-Awwal, the first of the springs, revives the soul, because in that month is the remembrance of the best of mankind. For it was in that month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into this world in his physical embodiment the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophet, the last of the prophets, the one who embodied in his perfection the rahmah, the enveloping love, the all-consuming love that dissolves the sense of separation. Our master Sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabi al-Khatim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the seal of all the prophets, was himself the answer to the supplication of his forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim alaihi salam, when he said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alaihim ayatika wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah wa yuzakkihim إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah, O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger from themselves who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and teach them wisdom, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them thereby. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was heralded by his own forefather and from the greatest of the prophets, Sayyidina Ibrahim alaihi salam. He was also foretold by his brother in prophethood, and also being amongst the greatest of the prophets, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who informed us that he was from the goodly news, the good news that was to be given to mankind. As the Quran says, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. As the Quran says that, and when Sayyidina Isa is giving the good news, he says that he's bringing good tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. And this is one of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so when the time came for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be brought into this world, we find that the narrations mention that his mother, Amina bint Wahb saw a light that illuminated the palaces of Sham or Levant, indicating that these lands would come under the guidance that he brought. For his birth in its totality was a light, and light is that which illuminates meanings of the divine. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminated the entirety of the world by manifesting his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. As the Mufassirun of the Quran, the interpreters of the Quran say, the Kitabun Mubin here, the clear book, is a reference to the Quran. And as for the Nur, this is a reference to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sunnah or blessed way. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a light, and his being born into this world was a heralding of the illumination that would come through his message. And despite this, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in an outward sense, despite being from the best of lineages, was given a sense of difficulty in the sense that he was born as an orphan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that he would lose his father before he was brought into this world. But his being an orphan in this manner did not mean that he wasn't under the ri'ayah, the intimate care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who looked after him and singularized and specified and indicated and took him for special upbringing and care, completing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed thereby his own blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he says in the Quran, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. And your Lord is going to give you, and will you, and you will be satisfied. And did he not find you an orphan, yatiman, fa'awa, and he gave you refuge? This refuge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, and comfort, was by the various settings and people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. So from the very moment he was conceived, he was under the care of his mother, and from the Sayyid of Quraysh, Abdul Muttalib. But then when the time came, as was the custom of the time, to give the children of Mecca to the wet nurses from the tribes that were adjoining Mecca, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him Halima al-Sa'diyah, who was the one who became his wet nurse. And her name literally means the one who shows clemency, hilm. And so goodness was with him wheresoever he was in his life, at each stage. And when Halima took him alongside the other wet nurses from Bani Sa'd to adopt the boys from Mecca, as was the custom, when her eyes fell upon the baby Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the light that was in him filled her heart, and she put him towards her chest. And when she was full of love for him and she took him back, her own life changed, almost turned around 180 degrees. Previously she was in a state of poverty, and her own children would often be malnourished. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, her chest welled up with milk, and she was not only able to give him a suckle for him to be fed, but to feed her other children. And the barakah came into the lives for her and her family from all quarters. And on the way back, when prior to that her animal that was bearing them was malnourished, on the return journey it was the fastest and most able. The pastures that she would give her sheep to graze from, that she would become the most full of greenery. And so this caused Halima Sa'diyah's husband to remark that surely she has taken someone of tremendous barakah. And at this point afterwards, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was finally returned to his mother at the age of 5 in a complete sense, then very shortly afterwards, when his mother took him on a journey, she herself fell ill and she passed away. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is entrusted thereby to his paternal grandfather Abdul Muttalib, who loved him with a special love, preferring him to all others, saying that indeed for this grandson of him there will be a sha'an, there will be a special rank. And after his grandfather also passed away shortly thereby, he was adopted by his uncle Abu Talib, who loved him like he loved his own sons. And although Abu Talib was not given material wealth, he had many family members, but he was given a great a great mercy in his heart by which he looked after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in turn began working as a shepherd to help the material and financial status of his uncle. And so in such a manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under the divine care, or the caring eye of his Lord. And so he grew up with this awareness, and he became embodied by the best of akhlaq, disposition, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself describes as being of immense moral magnitude. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are of a great moral character. And when we understand that it was this character, this moral character of khuluq, which literally means disposition, that which you're created upon, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered to perfect in us, then we understand that this great amana, this great trust that he had, was why the people around him used to call him as-sadiq al-amin, the truthful and the trustworthy. And this ability for him to embody these characters led that for whomsoever saw him from a distance had haybah, had reverential awe for him, but whomsoever got close to him loved him. And that's why anyone who knows him, who describes him as saying, لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ, that we never saw anyone before him or after him the likes of him. And it was this reputation that caused Khadija bint Khuwaylid, when she heard about this, to attribute him and to call for him, to entrust him to be a merchant on one of her expeditions that she sent to the Levant. And she sent one of her servants, Maysara, to assist him. And upon returning, Maysara gave accounts of the honorable way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted his business, and the barakah that by which he came back with twice as much profit as had been expected. And then on this point, Allah destined that the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fall into the heart of Khadija, and so she entrusted one of her friends to approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask if he would consider marrying her. And when this beautiful marriage was done, after that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived a life of bliss with a beautiful and supportive companion, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined at the age of 40, having given himself to this way, that revelation would start descending upon him. First it would come in the form of dreams that would eventually become true, and then he himself would come to love being alone with the alone, being love coming to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he'd often go on retreats to the Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for days and nights on end therein, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined that on the night of Ramadan, that we now know as Laylatul Qadr, the angel Jibra'il would descend, and the very first words of formal revelation would be revealed, and they would be Iqra, which we take to mean read, but also means being reading the signs that are in the universe and the signs that are in your own self. It is a complete pointer to literacy. In other words, that if you yourself come to know what is around you, you will see that everything indicates his tawheed. And this is why from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this imperative to read, this imperative to be aware, this imperative to follow everything back to tawheed became the hallmark and the sign that laid birth to entire civilization that came, that placed this imperative of seeking knowledge under the banner of Tawheed as the banner of their civilization. And from this we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected his religion through our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we in turn are now placed with this amana, dear brothers and sisters, to follow in his footsteps, to emulate him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That indeed there is for you in the Messenger of Allah the best of examples, for whomsoever desires Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is preparing for that last day and remembers Allah much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. And let us bear in mind just two core realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the message of the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we did not send you as this compassionate, merciful compassion to the entirety of the cosmos, every single facet of creation. And so if we are truly following him, we will find our compassion, our rahmah increasing. We will find our loving compassion increasing for everyone, not distinguishing between people based on culture, caste, or even religion, and not taking into account, and not just people, but every animal, every creation, every blade of grass, everything should be partaking in this rahmah if we are truly following him. And one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is innama bu'ithtu liutammima makarim al-akhlaq, that indeed I was sent to perfect noble character, and from this noble character is understanding all of those dispositions he had enveloped by rahmah and bringing them in our own lives through takhliyah, through removing the vile traits, and followed by tahliyah, by embodying the goodly traits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody this, give us the ability to truly follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make remembrance of him in these blessed occasions, and make remembrance from the position of ittiba', from position of following, so that we can claim to be of those who truly love Allah and His Messenger. So we ask Allah the Almighty to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness the ability to become true human beings through the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah to make us amongst those who are devoutly obedient to Him, to enable us to be of service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, to invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this English khutbah. Salaamu alaykum. This English khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.